Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, September 28, 2015. Palestinian fighter die in Gaza and soldiers invade Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem and attack residents inside. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, has reported that one of its fighters was killed on Monday while working in one of its border tunnels. In a press release, the Al-Qassam said that Majid Sakani from Shuja'iyah neighborhood east of Gaza City died while working in the tunnel. Dozens of Palestinians not affiliated with Hamas or other armed resistance groups have been killed and injured in tunnel accidents while working to provide food for their families in the impoverished and besieged coastal region. In other news, dozens of Israeli soldiers, police officers and undercover forces invaded on Monday morning Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem, fired gas bombs and concussion grenades, causing many injuries, before forcibly removing the worshippers and surrounded dozens others in Al-Qubli Mosque. Eyewitnesses said that around 150 soldiers and officers invaded the holy site and started forcing the Palestinians out by firing gas bombs, concussion grenades, rubber-coated metal bullets, and several live rounds. The soldiers also assaulted many Palestinians with clubs and batons. The invasion also led to clashes between the invading troops and Palestinians in the mosque and its courtyards. The Israeli attack caused fires at the main entrance of Al-Qubli Mosque, but local firefighters working in the Islamic Waqf department managed to contain it before it spread. Many residents were injured and received treatment by Palestinian medics in the mosque clinic. In addition, soldiers stationed at the gates leading to Al-Aqsa prevented dozens of worshippers from entering the mosque courtyards, especially through Bab Hatta and the chain gate. The soldiers then assaulted many Palestinians and started pushing them away. The removal of the worshippers was carried out while dozens of Israeli fanatics gathered nearby and marched into the mosque courtyards under heavy army and police accompaniment. On Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped four Palestinian children in Atur village in occupied East Jerusalem. The Wadi Hilwa Information Center in Silwan in Jerusalem said that the soldiers invaded and ransacked homes of the four children before taking them away. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, September 28, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.